ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசி ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதியே நமஹ. பாலகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 43, தி டிசென்ட் ஆஃப் கங்கா. தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. So speak Brahma and went away, and Bhagiratha went through another year of hard austerities. With arms lifted high over his head, straight as a pine, motionless as a rock, he supported himself solely on his toes. Thus he remained day and night, the air his only food, self-controlled and calm. When the dreadful year came to an end, Maheshwara, the spouse of the golden-hued Uma, stood before the royal sage, and the world-honored spoke in accents sweet and grand, "You have won my favor, and I shall do your pleasure. I shall even bear upon my head the daughter of the mountain." Thereupon the noble Ganga, honored by all beings, increased her size and force unbearable, and from the lofty heavens fell upon the peaceful head of Shiva, for she thought, of irresistible might, "I shall carry Shankara along with me and enter the nether regions." The three-eyed Hara was highly wroth at this overweening pride of Ganga and resolved to hide her from all sight. So when the holy stream fell on the sacred head of Shiva, even like unto Himavan, she could never come down on earth, though she tried her best, entangled as she was in the maze of Mahadeva's lofty coils of matted hair, and her senses giddy with aimless wandering through the pathless labyrinths for countless years, she could not find her way out. Seeing which, Bhagiratha again set himself to please Shiva through austerities stern. Shiva's heart grew soft towards him, and he let her down gently to the earth. Even where the lake Bindu stood, Ganga came down from his coils in seven streams, of which Haladini, Plavini, and Nalini carried their pure and holy waters to the east. Suchakshu, Sita, and Sindhu flowed through the happy kingdoms of the west, and the last followed in the wake of the royal sage Bhagirath, who, shining in his luster, went before in his beautiful chariot. From the high heavens she fell on the head of Shiva, and from thence to the earth, and her waters rushed fast and furious with a mighty sound, rendered more terrible by the countless fish, tortoises, porpoises, and other aquatic creatures, ceaselessly falling from on high. And hosts of the celestials came there, blazing in their effulgence, to behold that wonderful descent of Ganga into the regions of the earth. Devas, rishis, gandharvas, yakshas, and siddhas, all seated on the countless swift coursing cars, huge as cities, on horses and noble elephants, they stationed themselves along the firmament, which without the slightest suspicion of a cloud shone as if with the splendor of a myriad suns thrown back from the banks of the celestials and their brilliant ornaments. The porpoises and the fish falling down the waters flashed like lightning along with the welkin, and the thousand white sprays thrown up by the waves on all sides reminded one of the autumn clouds with crowds of swans flying athwart them. Now swift, now slow, now straight like an arrow, now crooked like a miser's heart, now with a sudden fall, now shooting upwards, now mighty waves striking against one another and rising high in the air, and then fall upon the earth with a sound of thunder, descending upon the head of Shiva, and from there to the earth, that waters became purer and holier. The gods, the sages, and the Gandharvas came down to the earth, touched the holy waters, rendered immeasurably so by having come into contact with the body of Lord Shiva. They that had fallen down on earth through curses dire washed themselves pure of their sins in the sacred waters and regained their lost homes in the heavens. The whole world rejoiced thereat, and their souls were white as driven snow. The royal sage Bhagiratha went before on his splendid car, and Ganga, obedient to his least wish, followed in his footsteps. Gods, sages, daityas, danavas, rakshasas, gandharvas, yakshas, kinnaras, uragas, and apsaras followed joyfully the holy river, that teeming with countless aquatic creatures coursed after the car of Bhagirath. Wherever the king went, there was the holy Ganga, and first and the best of streams, the destroyer of all sins. On its way, she took into her willful heart to flow through the sacrificial grounds of the holy sage Janu and swept away everything therein. Such pride and audacity worked up the mighty sage to an uncontrollable pitch of anger, and he drew into himself the waters of Ganga. Verily, it was wonderful to behold. The gods, the sages, and the Gandharvas were struck with amazement and sought to soothe the wounded dignity of the great sage by every mark of honor and respect. "This Ganga," they said, "shall henceforth be known as Janvi, the daughter of Janu." Then the sage of immeasurable energy was somewhat mollified, and he let out the waters through his ears, and hence she earns the names the daughter of Janu and Janvi. Again she resumed her course behind the car of Bhagirath until she reached the vast ocean, and thence proceeded towards Rasatala for the accomplishment of his purpose. The royal sage, having, after unheard of difficulties, taken Ganga along with him to the nether regions, cast his eyes with a sinking heart upon his ancestors reduced to a heap of ashes. The holy waters of River Ganga lovingly bathed the pile and the owners thereof, purified their sins, and ascended to the high heavens. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.